Hi, Photoshop. I just wanted to jump on and talk about some things this week. So this week is all about selections, which, you know, I've been teaching this class probably at CNM for the past 13 years. And I feel like selections are one of the most critical things you can learn in Photoshop. So just wanted to hit on a few things. Make sure when you're turning in your homework to Brightspace, that you are turning in your PSD as well as a JPEG. And this is pretty much true for all assignments and projects that are coming up. I do have something, I think, in the discussion about how to make your files smaller. I'll try to hit on something around that next week. And I'll be talking about your first project next week. But when we get to composites, like, we really want to make sure that your files aren't huge. But we'll talk all about that. Okay, so I just wanted to say selections are vital. Good selections is essential. It allows your composition to be believable. So you really want your selections to be crisp and around whatever you're trying to cut out with not a lot of like white around it, because then it looks fake and it looks amateurish. So, you know, you need to just kind of work on it. And it's a process class. Like, if you're brand new to Photoshop, just be gentle on yourself. Like, you're not going to master selections right away. It's about practicing and practicing and practicing. So the thing about selections, you'll be looking at selections in your textbook. You have some practice stuff that you're doing this week with an additional assignment. You can switch up selection tools. So that's really important to know, is if one selection tool isn't working so great, then you can switch to something else. It's weird how the book has this set up, because when I learned how to use Photoshop, I learned about selections and layers. But the way that the book has it is you learn about selections in chapter 3, and then in chapter 4, it talks more about layers. If you understand layers, you can set up your selections in layers. But if you don't get discouraged and don't get overwhelmed with things. Just concentrate on selections this week. There's some help tutorials. I think I put a help tutorial in the either the quick agenda or the detail agenda through the Adobe website. I would go through all of those tutorials. I feel like it would be super helpful for your, you know, for you to understand selections and layers more next week. But what else? Oh, we have a discussion this week about copyright. And in that discussion, we're talking about what Creative Commons is. What does that mean? And other things about copyright. And I think I have you adding information to the discussion. So, you know, what can you do with Creative Commons? What can you take? What can you remix? You know, what are you allowed to work with? And I'm like looking at notes, so I'm a little bit disjointed today. So I should just kind of like talk from what I know. I don't know. But what I just wanted to say about that is Google. Yeah. Google's kind of like an enemy for me in a lot of ways. So I don't know if you all realize this, but it's kind of like the big mama search engine. A lot of things get filtered into Google. Everybody uses Google, and people look to Google, and I feel like, you know, Google is a repository of unoriginal material. Everybody does the same type of skull. Everything with Day of the Dead stuff looks exactly the same. You know, don't use Google for everything, class. And the thing is that everything on Google is copyrighted. It's all copyrighted. I'm so serious. And on top of that, the resolution of the images on Google are 72 ppi, which is garbage. That is not the resolution of things that you want to be putting into your composites or any of your work. You want to be working in 300 ppi, and then you can downgrade. So what I always tell students is, you know, don't put your best work out there. I mean, in our class, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? But if you have a portfolio and all that type of stuff, I sometimes recommend to lower the resolution so that people don't take your stuff and try to, you know, use it for other things. But Google, yeah, I have a lot of problems with Google. I think you can sometimes use it, you know, just to get ideas, but I would not take anything off Google Class. I would use other things like Pixabay, Unsplash to try to find high resolution images. I guess you could Google it. I also have, I think, some links to, I'm in the shell right now. So let me just, I always call the shell like Brightspace. I used to say the same thing with Blackboard. Helpful PS websites has a bunch of resources for other sites that you can try to grab images from. But you're trying to find high resolution images that are not copyrighted to use in your material. I know on Unsplash, sometimes those folks take pictures and they want you to cite them if you use them in things. But a lot of stuff you can kind of just take for free, you know, especially for this class. But the thing about copyright is, yeah, you all know this. Like, you know, movies are copyrighted, music is copyrighted, images are copyrighted, your work is copyrighted, your poetry, everything is copyrighted. And there's people are getting sued left and right. There's tons of copyright infringement. There's tons of cases about sampling and all that type of stuff. So just be careful. And then if you want to avoid all that nonsense, take your own pictures. Take things with your mobile phone. If you have a smartphone, take things with your cameras. Then you own the right to those images. You can do whatever you want with them, and then you could upload them to sites like Unsplash or not. It's completely up to you. So, but I do want you to investigate things about Creative Commons, what that means. I think there is an area on Google, like under search. I'll have to try to find it again or do a little video for you guys where you can search for things under Creative Commons. Google is just, it's hard for me because I feel like people use it kind of, it's lazy. And so people try to go there, I suppose for inspiration it's good, but everything else, I just really hate it. Because like I said, if I do an assignment in maybe my advanced digital design studio class and I'm like, okay, I want you to make, you know, something that's Dia de los Muertos focused or whatever, all of the things will look exactly the same. And I realize there's no such thing as something original, but I really want people to kind of have their own spin or, you know, embed their own creativity into things. And I feel like Google, ooh, I don't know. Because then, you know, everyone's stuff will look exactly the same. Everybody's, you know, if you're doing something for a brand, a beer brand, and they have ducks in their logo, everything with ducks will look exactly the same. I don't know. It's just an example. So, so take your own photos. That's what I have to say about that. What else are we doing this week? Let me see. Oh, you're creating your own thing. Let me see if I'm just going to click on the detailed module. I'm kind of jumping around all this morning. So lots of stuff in there. Copyright discussion. Find a picture on your own. Add some interesting adjustments. You're going to learn about that this week with selections. Don't worry about creating layers unless you know how to do that. Then you can implement that. Otherwise, this week is all about concentrating on selections. And remember, this is one of the most important things in Photoshop. So you're all familiar with computers. I feel like file save is one of the most important things you can learn about in file management or cut, copy, paste, because I use it probably 1,000 times a day. Selections are one of the most important things you can learn about in Photoshop. And like I said, you're really just trying to create selections that are close to an object. And then you have no white space on the outer edge. And sometimes you can use feathering techniques. You can use other things to kind of blend stuff so it sort of doesn't look so weird. But we'll talk more about that. Okay. I think that's about it. I was going to tell you, I was going to make a video. And then the video was so big that I think I'm just going to explain it real quick. So if you are in a discussion post and you're like, you know, Sonia, I want to try something different. So you can go into the discussion and then you'll see a toolbar there. Let me see if I can get into a discussion right now and try to find this for you all. Like you'll see something like the subject line, then you'll have like paragraph and bold, italic, underline. You'll have your alignment tools, and then you'll see something with all these kind of crazy shapes. Looks like a triangle, two lines, a circle, and like a big colored in square. And it says insert stuff. So this little pop-up will come there, pop up to you with insert stuff. So in here, you can insert a YouTube video, or you can add something called a video note, where if you have a webcam or something like that, you can actually add video into a discussion or something of that nature if you want to do that. I really encourage you to do that. I'm not the greatest with video. Maybe sometime along the line, I will do a little video for you, but I'm just not the greatest with video. You don't have to do this. This is just something else. If you want to do this and do something different with a discussion, if you're like, oh, I really don't want to type all this information today, I'm just so exhausted, try a video note and you'll still get credit for me if you do that. But under insert stuff, you also have insert link. You can pull something from Flickr. Most stuff on Flickr is copyrighted, or YouTube. Okay, just wanted to talk about that. Please get in touch if you have any questions. I hope you all are doing well this week. And really, selection, so important. So really concentrate on what's going on this week and focus when you're doing the activities that are going on. Okay, everybody, take good care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.